You're listening to Tiger Talk. Heroes serve heroes. Thank you for your service. Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 4 of Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk is an award-winning podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade E students at John Tyson Elementary School in Springdale, Arkansas.
We're your hosts. I'm Janet, and I am in the 5th grade.
Hi, my name is Roderick, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Yaretzi, and I'm a 4th grader.
My name is Witten, and I am also in the 4th grade.
Today, we're interviewing Miss Jenny Lane.
She is the director of Bo's Blessings.
Please tell us about Bo's Blessings.
Thank you very much. Bo's Blessings is a veteran service organization in Northwest Arkansas. We are also the only Blue Star Family Outpost in the state of Arkansas. And we service veterans living and deceased, their families, widows, and survivors, as well as active duty men and women serving in the U.S. military today. We help our veterans with essential life functions, daily needs, food, clothing, utilities, shelter, gas for their vehicles. If it can be dreamed, we try to make it happen.
Wow, it sounds amazing.
How does Bo's Blessings help veterans?
We help with whatever the need, immediate need might be. Today, I had a veteran reach out that needs a place to go during the day. He's disabled and he needs a place to spend with other people. And there are no resources in Northwest Arkansas for people under the age of 60. So we're exploring that option to see what we can do to help this veteran. We also helped a new veteran with his family for Christmas. We adopted over 150 different veterans in Northwest Arkansas to provide Christmas and food for the holidays. We also have veterans in foster care. Much like children are in foster care, there's a program for veterans. And we have 5 veterans we're currently servicing with food and clothing, bedding for their new home. Anything you can think of that might be needed, we will work out to help them. We are also very engaged with what is called an unclaimed veteran. There are so many people in the world that don't have family, and when they die, somebody has to step up and take care of their remains. And we do that, and we honor them with a military funeral at the Fayetteville National Cemetery. That's just some of the things that we do.
That sounds very helpful.
How can veterans get in contact with you?
My phone is answered 24/7, whether I'm in the States or out of country. My phone number is 479-530-7728, or they can email me at jannylane1206@gmail.com. And that's jannylane1206@gmail.com, or they can reach out to any of our board members or youth ambassadors.
Okay, we'll add your contact information to our show notes.
What inspired you to help veterans?
This is a tough one. My son, Bo, who we derive our name from, is an Army veteran. He served 12 years. His last duty station was with the 101st Airborne out of Fort Campbell. He's a combat vet. He served in Iraq, and he was killed stateside in an automobile accident along with his wife. So when your child or your spouse or your parent serves in the military, you serve right along with them every day they serve. And Bo's mission was to help the men and women that served with him. He was what they call a soldier's soldier. He did everything he could to help the men and women who served under him. And after he was killed, I struggled with something to do with my grief. He and his wife were killed, and 11 months later, my husband died of brain cancer. So I had what's called as compounded grief. And you have to spend a lot of time on your knees and wait for God to open the door that you need opened. And Bo's Blessings came from that. And so Bo's Blessings is the way that I carry on my son's legacy, that we continue to help servicemen and women, and that his story never dies.
That is very kind.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Bo's Blessings?
Bo's Blessings has an amazing youth ambassador program made up of young men and women much like yourself. They are taught service before self. They're taught about patriotism, heritage, legacy, and the United States of America. They do constitutional law, they do flag etiquette, and service before self. They help us with all of our projects. We recently were very active in Wreaths Across America, and we laid over 10,000 wreaths at the Fayetteville National Cemetery. So we're looking to expand on that program and would love to have any youth that would like to participate and learn more about our military and our country join us, and it is a free program.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you for serving veterans.
Thank you for the strength you share, for the love you show and care. Heroes stand together, roaring loud for you.
Now it is time for our hero trivia.
Today's trivia question is, how many times a year does Bow Blessings Honor and Respect Project wash every headstone at the Fayetteville National Cemetery?
My guess is 2 times.
My guess is 3 times a year.
My guess is 5 times a year.
My guess is 1 time a year.
We will find out the answer at the end of the episode.
About 7 years ago, our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know how to spread positivity, Miss Lane?
Greeting people with kindness, always doing the unexpected, and always, always sharing a smile.
That would definitely make someone's day. Now it is time to find out our answer to our trivia question. Today's trivia question is, how many times a year does Bo's Blessing Honor and Respect Project wash every headstone at Fayetteville National Cemetery?
The correct answer is 2. We started this project in 1996. We are the only community in the United States that has community headstone washing events at their national cemetery.
That's really cool. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for your service.
Tiger, talk to you later. Roar!